Hello, everyone. Welcome to Being a Psychic Medium. I'm your host, Sherry Lee, and this is episode 11. The title of this episode is God, Angels, Prophets, and Organized Religion. Up until this point, we have discussed narcissists, demons, and the low vibrational world and matrix that they live in and help to create and perpetuate. Most people interact with each other on a third dimensional level. That's just the way society is. Society is fear-based, scarcity and lack mentality, entitled, ego-driven, money and material-driven, institutional, that's that box thinking I was talking about in the last episode, that fall into line, coercive mentality, love bombing, gaslighty, very narcissistic. It is very difficult to be on a higher frequency around these people and by proxy, the environments that they create. It's uncomfortable, awkward, surreal, like you're on a game show. You really notice the deliberateness of everything. You will be targeted. You will be attacked. You will be monitored. There's no way to hide your vibe. Maybe for a while. I did for a while. But something's always got to give. They want you in line. But you will not go in line. You are a problem. That must be fixed. And this is usually when the monitoring starts. Because to them, we are the disease. We are the problem that needs to be fixed, that needs to be eradicated. And they do try to do that. But I'm still here, and so are the rest of you. Now, let's switch gears a bit. Let's focus on more high vibrational beings, feelings, mindsets, beliefs, prophets, or people that talk to the divine, which has been going on for a long time, and organized religion. It's kind of the elephant in the room. So, God, Creator, Great Spirit, Jehovah, Allah, etc., etc. Did you know God has tens, hundreds, if not thousands of names that all mean the same thing? All of the angels and archangels and other heavenly hosts do as well. There are many different names for what I call heaven. For my purposes, I will say God, but you can interject whatever your belief system is. People would say, how come there isn't just one religion or one belief system? Well, because we have autonomy, we have agency. We have the right to choose. Do you want to be force-fed your ideals, morals, and belief systems? Of course not. Do you want to be pre-programmed like a robot? Of course not. But it would make it easier, wouldn't it? There are over 4,000 belief systems and faiths around the world, and five main religions: Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Of course, that doesn't take into account indigenous religions and belief systems and spiritual belief systems. But, so maybe there's six. So I'm going to do a brief little discussion on each of the religions. Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity. All these religions have prophets. They have oral traditions and stories that are passed down over centuries. People's everyday experiences with God and the angels. This is where these religions come from. It's like a compendium, like a collection of stories over time. That's how these religions are built. That's where the Bible comes from. It's a bunch of stories, right? People's experiences with God, angels, and divine beings. Now, Judaism, Moses, and the Torah. Moses could be considered a prophet. His conversations and communications with God on Mount Sinai. This is just my papers rustling here. Now, Islam, the Quran was brought down by Archangel Gabriel and God and revealed to Muhammad. Now, Muhammad probably could be considered a prophet as well. And this is where these religions come from, people's interactions with God, with the divine, with the angels. That's where they come from. So it would seem humanity has been having conversations and interactions with these divine beings for a very long time. So much so that it established the world's five main religions. So why are conversations about God and angels deemed as New Age drivel and crazy talk these days? It was fine back then, but not now. People who have conversations with divine beings now are marked as mentally ill, and society tries to put them in chains and lock them up. Why? God and angels talking to people was never meant. Now, this is a channeled message that I got. I was channeling Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Raphael at this time. It was interchanging between them pretty equally. So people were never meant God and angels talking to people was never meant to be a way of subverting the general populace. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought there for a second. It was never meant to be a way to control people. Religions were never meant to be weaponized. They were always meant to be as sources of strength and guidance. But the decisions are and were ultimately ours. And there is the agency. It's like helping us, not making the decisions for us. But as we know, religions are generally seen as the sources of oppression, guilt, shame, fear. How did it all go wrong? It was supposed to be helpful. It wasn't supposed to do that. So it was explained to me, when you try to interject high-level dimensional ideas into a third-dimensional matrix full of narcissists and demons and negative feelings and thoughts and emotions, something is bound to go wrong. Third-dimensional mindsets take these high-vibrational concepts and twist them and weaponize them, using them as vehicles of oppression and subversion and control over others. Pretty scary, huh? Now, coming back to the question of why people who talk to God and the divine are considered mentally ill or New Age or disturbed or crazy or laughable, well, it actually wasn't fine during biblical times. And as it turns out, not much has changed in over 3,000 years. Prophets always got persecuted and forced into hiding, killed and tortured, but not until the regional king and queen, power or magistrate, got the information that they wanted, right? Now, I invite you to check out some stories from the Bible about prophets and the kings and queens that they had to deal with. Check out the story of Elijah and Queen Jezebel, John the Baptist and King Herod, Daniel and King Nebuchadnezzar, Check those stories out. All these prophets had similar experiences. Let's face it. It was probably much easier to go undetected as someone who speaks with the divine back then in biblical times, right? What's changed? There's more people. They're more spread out. There's more technology. The big brother, everyone's got a cell phone. Everyone's recording everyone. There's a huge disconnect. There's much more wealth in the world. It's harder to stay under the radar now as opposed to during biblical times. Everyone's watching and recording what you're saying and doing, posting it on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, etc. More people also act strangely than ever before. There's more population, more actual mental illness, more actual problems with people. But high vibrational people actually stand out like sore thumbs because we act differently. We don't act mentally ill, and we stand out. Now, why has your life suddenly fallen apart? They want you gone. They want you gone or back in line, right? It's just the way it is. You see, because at the core of it, they actually want what you have. And or they're afraid of you. They want your connection. Your connection is something that they covet. Your ability to talk to God, Source, Creator, angels, divine beings is something that they covet. They could have a connection themselves, but it would mean switching a mentality, switching from their thing-to mentality to a thing-one mentality. Remember the episode on the daemon? Which also would mean that they would be noticed in the process of being monitored and persuaded and coerced and threatened would ensue, all to get them back in line. They would lose everything. They would have what happened to you happen to them. And they don't want that. So it's easier to just sacrifice you. Make you the target, make you do all the work, and they get rewarded. Like you're a bounty and they're a hunter turning you in. And believe me, they do. I was shown in a vision what it is these third dimensional people that covet this relationship with God actually want. What it looks like. It looks like a glowing golden ball that has this script on it. It's very bright. It's a light source. It's a connection to God. To them, God equals money, abundance, wealth, power, the ability to get what they want. And they want it, but they don't want to do the work for it, right? What they don't realize, though, is that the golden ball of light that people who are connected with God carry can't be taken. You cannot obtain it. You can't buy it. You can't steal it. It has been graced to us by God. We all have it, even them. You just have to turn it back on. You have to reconnect. You have to vibe at a higher frequency. How do you raise your vibration? Through love. The first thing I heard when I woke up, the first thing I heard, someone said to me, all is God, all is love, love is everything. Love is peace, love is enlightenment, love is your connection to God. It can't be bought. So do the work, but they don't want to. You control your connection with God and the divine and source and angels, not religion, not society, not institutions, not the establishment. You see, the need to control others in order to make your world make sense is all fear-based, and it's a lack mentality, and it definitely lacks love, peace, and enlightenment. Organized religion, institutions, narcissists, etc., all strive for this control, this box thinking. And if you don't fit in or do what they say, you're a sinner, you're a heretic, you're insane, you're a threat. If you do fit in, then all is well. You are easily controlled. You live in fear and scarcity. You live in fear and scarcity, right? Like you don't have anything. You fit very nicely into your position in line. They don't want troublemakers because troublemakers are problems for them. They want you gone. So the question is, how do you want to live? Do you want to live in a line or do you want to live in a box? Sorry, I said that wrong. Do you want to live in a line, in a box, and afraid? Or do you want to not be in a line, no box, empowered, and feared because you are different? That's low vibration versus high vibration. How do you want to live? Are you happy in this, living in this fear-based society, paycheck to paycheck? Or are you one of those people that screw people over to make your life easier? Does that make you happy, treating people like shit? Or are you a rebel, a renegade? No line for you, no box. People fear you because you don't do what the establishment wants. You are empowered. You are enlightened. You are also at peace. The choice is yours. And it always has been. Thank you for listening. Have a great night.